Welcome to another edition of Taking 5 with GDE, where we take 5 minutes to focus on one question that helps sellers sell the suite of products we know as Guardium Data Encryption. This enablement podcast is designed to educate, enlighten, and enthuse sellers about the huge potential of GDE and empower them with knowledge and insight to help them better identify opportunities, capture bigger deals, and close those deals faster. Dean, Michael, welcome to the show. Before we get underway, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourselves. Dean, why don't you go ahead and start?
Hi, I'm Dean Evans. I'm one of your data protection specialists at IBM, specializing in Guardium data and encryption.
Hey, everybody. This is Michael Saldriaga. I'm the product manager for Guardium Data Encryption and our other encryption product, Guardium Key Lifecycle Manager.
Fantastic. So the question for today, Guardium Data Encryption, or GDE, is also known by another name called CipherTrust. Are there any differences between GDE and CipherTrust?
Yeah, great question, Rick. And I think before I get into answering it, we should provide a little bit of extra context for people who aren't familiar with GDE that well or with the term CipherTrust. So the product that we call Guardium Data Encryption is actually OEM'd, as some of you know, from another software vendor, which is called Talus. And the CipherTrust brand is what Talus uses to describe their data encryption, key management, tokenization, and other related data security software portfolio. So with that context in mind, back to your question, are there differences between GDE and CipherTrust? At a technical level, at a software level, I would say not really. It's the same code base. It's the same features and functionality between what Talus publishes under the CipherTrust brand and what we offer under GDE. But there are some minor differences in terms of the presentation and how the products are packaged and licensed. So starting with the presentation of it, with the latest version of Guardium Data Encryption, which is version 5, which hit market in May of last year, we introduced a IBM-branded user interface for the first time. So some of the older customers that are using GDE 4 or earlier, even though they're buying the software from IBM, the UX is Talus branded. So not anymore. We're very excited that now it's IBM focused. The other distinction I would draw is what we include under the umbrella of GDE versus what Talus includes in their CipherTrust data security family. The Talus portfolio is a bit broader than what we currently are offering with GDE. They have solutions that address other use cases that are related to data security, but not necessarily encryption or key management or tokenization, which we as IBM have elected to not include in the OEM. And the reason that we leave those out is because we at IBM have other offerings already in market that address the same use cases, and so therefore would compete with the Talus product. And a great example of that is discovery and classification. So Talus has a product that scans a client environment and discovers different types of data and sees if it's vulnerable and allows you to take some kind of remediating action. Well, IBM now has the exact same product via IBM Security Discover and Classify. So for that reason, we chose not to include the Talus version in our own portfolio. Some of the other distinctions, this will be relevant to you as you are selling this product and positioning it with clients. When it comes to the versioning of the product, IBM Security's part numbers are version agnostic. So if a client purchases GDE, and let's say they buy version 5, you know, if they buy it today, brand new, and they continue to pay SNS on those licenses, the client, I mean, they will be entitled to upgrade to the latest versions as we release it without any kind of fuss. Our friends over at Talus, they don't have that. They have version-specific part numbers, which requires their customers to repurchase licenses as they upgrade. So that is one big distinction. While I'm on the topic of versioning, you might also get questions about which CipherTrust versions correspond to which GDE versions. I'm not going to get too in the weeds because this show, after all, is called Taking 5, not Taking 20. So I will say at a high level that the latest version, Guardium Data Encryption version 5, corresponds to Talus's CipherTrust Manager version 2.x. and that previous versions of GDE that you might still see customers dealing with, so GDE version 3, GDE version 4, correspond broadly with what's known as the Data Security Manager, or DSM. DSM versions, mostly DSM version 5 and 6. There's some gray area in there, but just as a rule of thumb, think of that. Now, you might be asking, what is the Data Security Manager? What is the Cipher Trust Manager? The GDE product family, it's an integrated suite of modular encryption and key management products, but they all integrate via a central control application, which in older versions of the product was known as the Data Security Manager. It's the central application where you set entitlements, set access policy, do audit logging and whatnot. Starting with version five of GDE, Talis redesigned the Data Security Manager from the ground up, created a totally modernized version of the application, made some other features and added some bells and whistles. And that new iteration of that application is now referred to as the Cipher Trust Manager, both at Talis and at IBM. So now moving forward, all new sales of GDE, GDE version 5, it'll be operated from the Cipher Trust Manager. All right, that was a lot. I don't know if Dean, you want to add any color commentary to what I just said, or Rick.
Yeah, I'd like to add this, guys. When y'all are out there selling this product, do not be afraid to mention that this is OEM through Talis. Talis is a huge they do $20 billion in business. They have 80,000 employees. We've not partnered with some tiny niche player. They are a market leader. And when you're talking encryption to a company and you've mentioned the name Talis, it brings a lot of validity to your conversation you're getting ready to have. So don't shy away from CipherTrust. Don't shy away from Talis. We've got a great OEM partnership with them and a very strong, strong company.
Well, I appreciate all the feedback and the depth of answer on this important question. I know it does come up a lot, and I think you've provided a lot of really helpful information to our collective sellers about it. Before we bring this episode of Taking Five with GDE to a close, do you have any last-minute thoughts, Michael, Dean?
I just will tell you this is a very easy product to get in, a very easy product to install. Sales cycles are short. And revenue potential is high for you.
I agree 100%.
Well, thanks very much, and you guys have a great rest of your week.
Thank you, Rick.
We hope you have enjoyed this episode of Taking Five with GDE, a podcast dedicated to helping sellers help their customers discover, protect, and control their sensitive data, apps, and services. If you have topics or specific questions you would like discussed on the program, please email them to me, Rick Robinson, at rick.robinson@talisgroup.com. Thank you for taking five with GDE.